Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. While we are worshiping the Lord, so grateful for Michael and the whole worship team. And I want to recognize the worship team, Michael Nykum, Whitaker Dry, Armin Decker, Travis Boodoo, Diana and BJ Obesesan. So give them a big clap, will you? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And before you sit down, let's say this together. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty all who are oppressed, and to proclaim this is the year of God's favor. Amen.
Amen. So, hallelujah. You may be seated. We'll take a few more minutes. It's been such a joy to be together, celebrate God's goodness, and yet realize you are in God's will. You are, all of you are in the God's destiny. And we are not confused. God is directing our paths. Say, I'm not confused.
I'm not confused.
Because He is guiding us. And so in that context then, we are declaring the blessing that God, like Jesus, as He says, you know, the anointing is over us to set the captives free, etc. But He does this after He has been on a 40-day fast. So part of the whole equipping, being involved in miracles and praying and intercession for the nation, other things that from time to time we'll combine it with prayer and fasting. I'll point you out to scriptures like Matthew 17 is a good one to start. It says, Matthew 17, verse 14, when they had come to the multitude, men came to Him, kneeling down to Him and saying, and Him is capitalized, it's Jesus, Lord, I have mercy on my son, for he's an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon and came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Say, the child was cured.
The child was cured.
And realize it was the anointing that was on Jesus that set this. He was a captive. Many years ago, Bonnie knew I would be invited every year for a number of years to Wisconsin. And I would often minister in Milwaukee and then in Madison. And this would be the time of the year, as a footnote, that a lot of the people with East European or Norway, Sweden, they settled when they immigrated, they settled in those regions. And so often during the fall, they would make some of the best sausages. And that would be the time of the year to buy them. But they would...
Context.
That
demons,
would,
sausages.
That is
just
true.
Just saying.
You, after you do the deliverance, then you can eat the sausage. But I remember Milwaukee. There was a number of churches that sponsored our meeting, so we had the meeting in a in a big ballroom in a restaurant. I mean, not restaurant, sorry, in a big hotel. And so it was packed out. But one of the ones that we knew he was there because the child was rambunctious. He brought his five-year-old child. He was a Hispanic gentleman. And at the end, they brought him to me, brought that gentleman and his son to me. And he was one of those rare cases. I had, because I was trained to work with profoundly autistic children, I had some training on how to deal with this in the natural. But we dealt with many kids that were epileptic. So this was an extreme epileptic case. He was having constant seizures, which is terrible. And he would fall over and just shake and all of that, and then recover and then go back again in a couple of, you know, 2-3 minutes sometimes. So, and it was just the grace of God that had preserved him. Usually, that kind of seizure activity, my training indicated that a person couldn't live that for too long if there was this constant seizures. And so I remember asking him to come forward. He brought his child, told me what the case was. It was very similar to this case we see in Matthew 17. And I remember taking him aside, holding him in my arms, and then telling that demon, that evil spirit of epilepsy, to go from him. And this was a giant ballroom. And when he came out, the whole ballroom was slightly bigger, I would say. And the whole ballroom was filled with the foulest smell of rotting eggs and burning sulfur. And it permeated the whole building, I mean the whole this auditorium. And then it went out, and you could sense clearly by smell that was gone. And you looked at that child, and he was perfect. And that evil spirit did never return again. And he was completely delivered. And that's, in many ways, my ministry began with another severely autistic child. He was a beater, and he would beat himself. And in my book, if you read Only Love Can Make a Miracle, I call him Stevie. And he had often had seizures. So, and then he would hit his face. So we had to keep him tied up, both his hands. One day the Lord spoke to me and says, and my heart went out for him because he was constantly beating himself. So I said, Lord, what's the answer for Stevie? Very clearly I heard from the Lord this word that is said in Jesus. He says, however, verse 21, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So there are certain blockages that are in people's lives. Could be a yoke, we could call it a curse. But you know it's demonic and it does not have the right to stay there. And so the Lord, I mean, sovereignly, I heard him say this. This kind does not go out except through prayer and fasting. And I was a novice, I didn't know about this. And so I was serious though, and I said, okay. Fasting means no food, no water. So for 3 days, I did not drink water even. And I was working at the state's school there, and I heard people flushing and washing their hands, and I was jealous when they came out because I was so thirsty. And then on the fourth day, I started drinking. But for 14 days, I did not eat anything. And on the 14th day, I heard the Lord say, pray for Stevie. And I took him and tied his hands And I said, you evil spirit that has bound this boy, loose him now. And his body was thrown from me to almost 20 feet away. It was, I was amazed what happened. And that part of me was saying, what? And I knew that just, again, the smell came out of burning sulfur, rotting eggs, the same smell that I could face later. But I knew something. I said to myself, self, something happened when his body was thrown. And it was a power against power, the power of darkness against the power of light, the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. And I was able to help Steve stand up, and he was a cripple. And the crippling spirit left him at the same time as that constant beating left him. And that's how I began. I could see the grace of God working, that it is not us, it's the power of Jesus Christ. And so, but an adventure and a lifestyle of fasting and prayer began. And it is important, therefore, you see in Ezra chapter 8 that he asked the Lord for help. It says in Ezra chapter 8, 21, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek him a right way for us, for our little ones, for all our substance. And then he goes on, verse 23, so we fasted and sought the Lord for this, and he was entreated of us. It means God answered our prayer. So in the Old Testament, you see that over and over, and you see that in the New Testament, that the Bible tells us, instructs us. Fasting is very important, and it helps you in the ministry of prayer and deliverance for yourself, for your family, for others. And we can certainly do it corporately. We had one time I had asked we do a 21-day fast here around this time of the year, and this certain family, one of their main sons, Deers, a kid, but he had Tourette's syndrome, and that's where you might have seen Tourette's. It's where people break their thought and then start saying ugly things, and it's not them, it's some kind of spirit. And they had the only person who was an authority on Tourette's medically here was in Charleston. And so they had made an appointment to see him. But in the meantime, we went on a 21-day fast. And at the end, I prayed for him. And he was completely delivered from Tourette.
Yeah, amen, amen.
It was an amazing thing. So we have done this, and we have learned lessons. And I want to tell you, only in the Church of Jesus Christ can you get deliverance like that. Yes. Only the name of Jesus. Yeah. And so we should be grateful that this is real, and that we need it even today. But mm-hmm. So
dialogue there with Jesus and his disciples concerning this amazing instant deliverance, where he said this kind doesn't go out except by prayer and fasting, he said to them, if you have faith, say faith, as a mustard seed. How many would say today, I've got that much faith? And I'll tell you, even if you don't raise your hand, the Bible says that a measure has been given to every man. So you have a measure of faith that God has given you. And Jesus said, if you have faith, just a measure of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there. you have faith for moving mountains. It doesn't take a big measure. But this is a gift given by God, according to the word of God. He has given every man a measure of faith. So we receive that measure he has given us and a multiplication of it as we fast and pray together. And we are touching together as agreeing. Every one of your requests, your prayer concerns, your needs. From the beginning of this year, the Lord gave us the word from Psalm 20. And it says, the Lord give you the desires of your heart and fulfill all your purposes. That this year will be the year of Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner of victory. So we know with certainty that this fasting time together is a season of lifting up the banner of the Lord's victory for the whole house, for you, for all of your houses, for your loved ones, over our nation, etc. We are going to see God's victory. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And then he said, and nothing will be impossible for you. That saying comes from God speaking directly to Abraham when Abraham and Sarah were barren and beyond the natural age of being able to bring forth that son of promise that would create the entire nation that was ordained of God to receive his blessing. And there was nothing and no way for that promise to be fulfilled. But it is in that moment that God said, nothing will be impossible. And he made Sarah's barren womb and Abraham's unable body conceive to fulfill the promise. It's spoken again to Mary when the angel came. So say, out of nothing, something big. Come on, saints. Out of nothing, something big. And that's where we're going to set our faith together during this fast. Amen? Nothing shall be impossible. Amen.
Amen. And we... there are heroes of faith who have gone before us, and they are mentioned in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And then later, as the people were able to see the Holy Spirit move, there are people in the generations, in the revivals of Wesley and others, they learn about the fasting. So I just want you to know God honors that, and your life is changed. You find Ezra, like I read in the book of Esther even, it says, Esther says in this, that Esther told them to return to Mordecai and say, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Susan, fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast, and so I will go in into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So that word is very famous. If I perish, I perish. But if we see it in context, it's in the context of there were prayer and fasting for 3 days. This time, no food, no water. So there are different kinds of fasts. And at this time, just mainly I'm emphasizing that we're going to set aside some days, starting after Labor Day. It's really, I believe, we have done this before around this time. It's either 21 days or 40 days. But this time, there are some major issues that are important. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to do 40 days. Just do 7 days. Eat vegetables or salads. Or go 21 days drinking juices. Or not eating meat or not eating dessert. All these are different kinds of fast. When you deny yourself food or certain kinds of food, God will honor. And Daniel did not eat any pleasant meat. He did not eat dessert. It doesn't explain too much, but it was a kind of fast. And we may, next week, see about Daniel that God tells him from the day he started fasting, God heard his prayer and sent an archangel to answer him. And archangel touches his body and says, your prayers have been heard. And we will do this and this and this. But us, if you will sign up for just a few days, it is awesome. And it'll affect the future. It'll affect the elections as one of them. This time I have certain concerns of how fraud is already the people who have been hired to actively involved in using fraud during the upcoming elections, where we're going to bind the power of that fraud. We're going to ask the Lord for honest elections, and that the Lord will give us a righteous result that'll be pleasing to Christians. We value life. We value the teaching that our children get in school. We value praying and blessing, praying for the peace of Jerusalem and blessing Israel. So some of these are important issues for us individually and corporately, and God's going to honor. Let us know if your husband is fighting a certain thing like stroke, for example. The doctor may have said, you've got to take this, so that we can prevent stroke. Or you got to have dialysis every few days, things like that. We want to be able to go to the Lord and agree for miracle breakthrough for each of these. So, and then the Lord, I believe there are many families that I get to meet them on travel. That so many parents who are heartbroken because their children don't have anything to do with them and will not listen to them. And they have been stolen. The devil has stolen the companionship of grandchildren because of this break. So we're going to also be claiming broken family relationships to be healed. Amen. And addictions. Often the reasons why is addiction. And we're going to be praying, Lord, give us grace in our nation that this whole drug trafficking will be bound. The spirit of violence will be completely silenced, and that, Lord, you will give grace to our police, yes, our law enforcement,
yes,
those who are helping keep the peace over our nation. So all of these, the Lord says, we have authority and you have grace to pray. You're living in this land, mm-hmm, you can pray and command those evil spirits to be bound.
Yes.
You find that the moment Daniel starts praying, yeah, and fasting, God says, I heard your prayer.
Yes.
And it affected. God himself released an archangel to go and answer Daniel and his prayers. So in that context then, we are going to be starting Tuesday then. Some of us, whoever feels the grace to, can start with us and eat salads, eat beans, whatever you want to do. Avoid meat, for example. I'm not saying that's what you're going to do. I'm just suggesting these are the things that it'll be a fast, the Lord and God. And if you want us to agree with you, let us know what other individual prayer requests there will be. We have those. How many of you have children? Raise your hands. See, so we can certainly pray for your children and pray for your grandchildren. And you will see miracle
Thank
results
you, Lord.
In that.
Thank
at
you,
the same
Jesus.
Time, as you look at what they're teaching,
yes,
in the regular public schools,
yeah,
you'll be horrified. In some states, they are making parents sign agreements that the parents will not watch the teaching. They'll be out of the room, so they will not even be conscious of what is being taught their children. This is insane. I think, you mean I don't have a right to know what you are teaching my children? It is bizarre. We'll just leave it at that. But we're going to have a turnaround.
Amen.
And God's going to give us miracle after miracle, the right people in authority, and then we're going to have breakthrough where infirmities are concerned. And we are going to also pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
So all of these are, I'm just feeling such faith that God's about to loose his supernatural answers for us. And that may he give us, by the grace of God, release the formula for vaccines even, so that we would not be affected by this virus, and that it would bless people all across the earth. No, I mean, among the people we were on Facebook while we were talking was a prayer request from Brazil, again, to pray for President Bolsonaro, who is a wonderful, spirit-filled leader. And we are praying grace for him and grace for Brazil, that the Lord will supernaturally answer for that,
Lord.
And for the United Kingdom, Germany, all of those places. We pray God will give answers and supernatural grace. So this is a great time.
Yes.
If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven.
Thank you, God.
And heal your land. God is hearing our prayer, and he is healing our land. And that's America. We will also, different lands, like people from Kenya were asking us for prayer, people from Brazil, people from Germany. There were all kinds of prayer requests coming in. And may the Lord give us grace to do so.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of you want to claim a miracle?
Yes. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, let's stand.
Pastor Mahesh, as you were sharing, I was reminded of, as you mentioned, Esther, Daniel, the prophets Elijah, Elisha, the kings of Israel, and sometimes the whole nation, the whole congregation, would fast literally for the nation. And that is a leading element of this time together, that we are entering the broken down place in the realm of the spirit and our culture as intercessors, praying for a turnaround, binding principalities and powers, and interceding that God loose his angels and the promises made over this nation, that the enemy and the powers of darkness will have no claim on our inheritance, not in this season, not in these elections, and not in the season and generations to come. So when you mentioned Michael, the archangel who stands up for Israel, we are calling on angels, and specifically the powerful angels God has assigned to the destiny of this nation, and agreeing with literally millions of prayers and fasting that are going up across this nation now.
Amen. Amen. So raise your hands.
Thank you.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Give me grace.
Give me grace.
To fast and pray.
To fast and pray.
Give us the breakthrough.
Give us the breakthrough.
As we pray and fast.
As we pray and fast.
For our nation.
For our nation.
For our elections.
For our elections.
We bless Israel.
We bless Israel.
To bless our nation.
To bless our nation.
And bind.
And bind.
Every virus.
Every virus.
I declare.
I declare.
As the Lord said.
And the Lord says.
The Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Is upon us.
Is upon us.
He is anointing us.
He has anointed us.
To proclaim.
To proclaim.
Good news.
Good news.
To the poor.
To the poor.
Heal the broken heart.
Heal the broken heart.
To release liberty.
To release liberty.
To the captives.
To the captives.
And sight to the blind.
And sight to the blind.
To set at liberty.
To set at liberty.
all who are oppressed.
All who are oppressed.
And to proclaim.
And to proclaim.
The year of the Lord's favor.
The year of the Lord's favor.
There is breakthrough.
There is breakthrough.
Signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
And healing.
And healings.
Provision.
Provision.
For my family.
For my family.
For myself.
For myself.
For my neighbor.
For my neighbor.
For my church.
For my church.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
Anointing me.
Anointing me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Give the Lord a big shout. Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.